Now is the time we open for sharing for 3-minute pitches. And you'd come up and introduce yourself as you would at any OA meeting. The paper on the podium is there for you to please sign your release form, your consent form, because you're being recorded. So if you will, please do that first. And we can just line up here and one person after another can come up to share. Come on.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I'm a compulsive eater. Hi. I wanted to share something. Thank you. I was hoping no one would be able to hear me. I want to share something I've started doing fairly recently. I carry around a little sales order booklet in 3 parts so that I have something to make notes of instant resentments. And I keep the white copy, the yellow copy I send by snail mail to my sponsor, and the pink copy I burn for God. And so this is what has come up today, and I think, I've got 4 resentments so far today, and the reason I started doing this is because by the end of the day, those minor resentments kind of went out of my head. I just kept hold of the big resentments. But, you know, the big book says that even the small resentments we should address as soon as we can. So for today, I'm on a retreat organising committee, and I just shared the retreat with a lady who said she'd been there several times before, and I said, well, it's changed a lot, and I told all about the retreat, and I explained how much the retreat emphasised the fellowship, and, you know, we have free time, and we spend a lot of time together, and she said that was exactly the opposite of what she wanted, and it would in no way sell the retreat to her, and she wanted speakers all the time, and she was extremely polite and courteous, and, you know, what's my part? Everything. My ego was in the way. She was being honest. She was polite. I felt judged, but she didn't even say a word about me. So why did I think it was about me? Because everything is about me. Do I need to make amends? No, I was also polite, and I actually told her about something called primary purpose, which is very big book focused. So I needed to check that. But because I have this resentment, I still have to pray. So I write this out, and I keep doing it until I don't relive the incident in my head. So, God, please provide the lady with the life of my dreams. Give her health, prosperity, happiness, and serenity. God, show me how I can be helpful to her, and God, save me from being angry. Thank you.
I'm Io, compulsive overeater, and I just want to read this. This was our course. We realized that the people who wronged us were perhaps spiritually sick, and so my sponsor has helped me put together a prayer where I do my resentment, and for each person, place, or principle I have there, I say, I realize that this person, place, or institution is perhaps spiritually sick just like me. And right away, we're on the same footing. It's an equalizer. And then the next paragraph says, we ask God to help us show them the same tolerance. So we created a prayer where I say, God, help me show blank the same tolerance, pity, and patience that I would show a sick friend. And then I pray and ask God to save me from being angry at blank. And I have to do that for every single resentment before I can even do columns 4 and 5. And it's not really about forgiving them. It's just releasing the resentment and getting on equal footing with them so that I can see my part. And I used to think it was about forgiving them, and I was like, this is too easy. I can't let them play. Like, and she explained, like, it's not even, like, forgiveness is big. releasing a resentment is not as big as forgiving. Releasing a resentment is seeing, really, like the big book tells us, that people dominate us, and we give over power when we let resentments towards people dominate us. And we can have a measure of power in our lives when we choose how to respond to them. And one way to do that is to see them just like us, with like defects. And then I get to start focusing on my own defects. And I'm just finishing my resentments on my fourth step, and I have 4 pages on my husband, and I was like, yes, I'm done. And I was just telling a friend, I need like 15 pages for my 4 and 5. Because now that I've done this prayer on him, what I've done to him, like, he's my casualty. He's had to survive me. Like, what I've done to him is, like, huge. And it's never been huge in my life. It's never been huge in my mind. And that's a gift. And it didn't come with me forgiving him. It just came with me releasing the resentment towards him. And I'm so grateful for that. Because I'm finally, like, done writing out my little 4th step on resentment. So thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Jody, compulsive overeater and sugar addict.
Hi, Jody.
I just want to say that I'm so glad this is like old home week, when you see people. You've been in program long enough, and you reach out long enough, and it's wonderful. Now I'm going to talk about resentment, which is not so wonderful here. I have spent so much time dodging my Gorgon-esque rage and smothering it like biscuits under gravy. When I let it out, it frightens me and others. I even behaviorally avoid voicing displeasure or frustration because I am like the old record players with 2 speeds, kind and ragingly vicious. This is a character defect that I must work on a daily basis, at work, at home, with friends, and especially with family. I have so many expectations of how things should be. It is truly hard to live and let live. I was once told that this program is harder for smart people, because it is a simple program that must be taken on faith. I try lawyer-like methods to justify my character defects, my righteous anger, and my selfishness. This blocks me from joy and from the sunlight of the Spirit. I need so much to let it go and let God. Let God know that, let go that I couldn't be angry because my father would say enough to stop the argument, but never resolve anything. I resent that I told my husband my trigger of enough, so that in disagreements he will now use it to hurt. I resent that he will not join OA with me and is still in the food. I resent that I play games with the food, like no recreational sugar, but agave-sweetened spelt treats are okay. I resent that I am too afraid to speak my truth because of people-pleasing. I resent that I refuse to write regularly because of fear of what I will write about. I'm going to end on a happy note. I appreciate that we reread passages from the Big Book today, which reminds me that I'm a sick person, not bad, and that there is not only hope, but there is a solution, a method to purge these resentments. Thank you very much.
I'm Cindy, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Cindy.
I'm also a member of another program, 12-Step Recovery, for over 2 decades. And so I thought I had these resentments pretty much down pat, and wouldn't be so much of an issue or whatever. And today was a really good example, an exercise of how some of them are still lingering, even though I've done inventories and fourth step inventories and fifth steps and so on. And what's come up for me is, and what's interesting is I put God first. I'm angry at God. I'm resentful at God. I'm pissed off. And because my tools are being taken away, my normal go-tos, which is a lot of food and a lot of sugar and behaviors that go along with that. And so I'm right in the middle of that. I'm a newcomer. I'm pretty much, you know, I've been coming to OA on and off for well over 20 years and dedicated myself to coming here 3 years ago by podcast only. I was going to do it my way. And then a year later, I started going to meetings. And then a year and a half ago, I claimed an abstinence. And so I've been steadily working a program with a sponsor. And resentments, I mean, what came up was an old relationship from 20 years ago. Closed-minded people. And then I cited some folks, family and friends that judgmental, narrow-minded, so on and so forth. I dipped back into my childhood, much to my surprise again. And I really had done a lot of work in that, in my other 12-step program. But if that worked, then I wouldn't have been shoveling food in my face. And it didn't work. And so I've got to revisit and continue to do a house keeping in that area. And again, in my infancy in this 12-step program, really the direction that it's heading is higher power and a trust in a higher power of my understanding. And because I'll let it go and I'll quickly take it right back. And then I'm abstinent, but my food plan is a constant work in progress. And my poor choices sometimes brings that familiar shame back. And so anyway, I thank you for this exercise in this room.
Hello, my name is Kathy, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Kathy.
And this is what I'm going to read. What do I want my daughter to know? I acknowledge that it is a major accomplishment on her part to get through school, to get sober, to get healthy, and to run her own life, to be there for her daughter. I love you and I care about you, but I need to be honest. I have a very critical mind. My rationale is always, I love you and want the best for you, but to have such a critical parent is not the best, and it's not who I want to be. I can't usually see it. I have a divided self, and this is a love-hate relationship. All I can do is to admit my part in it and say I am sorry, because I can see there's a lot of pain on both sides. I admit that I'd like you to acknowledge that I care about you and have tried to support you in all that you do. I understand your desire to separate and be your own person. You have a right to be angry with me, and I don't really have a right to a relationship with you. No one does. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to share? Okay. Well, thank you all for participating in this workshop. Once again, I would like to thank our speakers, Courtney and Greg. who participated and shared. Our next workshop is tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., and our theme is recovery from relapse. And after a moment of silence, is there a volunteer that would like to lead us in a prayer of their choice? Okay, thank you. We'll just stand and join hands as we usually do. Thank you both very much. Thank you. Thank you.